Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
So, listeners have lots to say about this show. Go ahead and ask them. They'll tell you. They have opinions on the things that we do, the people who are on the show, the people who fill in when certain people are off the show. There's no shortage of opinions about the old KS95 morning show. So Chris goes at a restaurant. We won't say which one, but they play the station through their PA system. So they're listening to KS95, probably hearing TJ at lunchtime.
Oh, all the time.
I hope so. Yeah.
Yep. And while they're listening to KS95, what do you know? That reminds me. And they want to talk about something, some concerns they have about the KS95 morning show.
And there's probably a lot.
Probably. And for good reason. But they have no idea that Crisco is right behind them. Now, before you share what it is, I would like to share some guesses. Let's see if they're right.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. First one. Are they concerned about Crisco's friendship with Hutch and their bro nights out?
That was not it.
No.
Your friendship with Hutch is concerning.
Is concerning.
Yeah, it wasn't really so much a friendship as much as that one time I went to his birthday party and it was just me and him.
That is concerning.
That's concerning. Not for me. It should be concerning for him.
It's just concerning in general.
Is it concerning about Des's kid's behavior?
Good guess, not it.
Although still should be concerned.
Oh, yeah. The city of River Falls should be concerned about that.
They discussed how is it possible that Des has that much money and vacation time to be on vacation every couple of weeks. We're March 18th. She has taken 3.5 weeks of vacation, and we're only March 18th.
Really?
Yeah. She has like a week left until she's out to like 3 or 4 weeks.
Which means
final.
You guys won't be hearing from me for a long time because she won't have any vacation days left.
I'm concerned that Des needs to squeeze packets of mayo on anything and everything she eats. I worry she won't be around for her kids as an older mom.
No.
You know what? Believe it or not, I mean, we should all be worried about that too, but that is not it.
Huh. We're all a little worried about Des's mayo intake. That's another text.
Jeez.
Worried that Pidge may need a full official guardianship. Yeah. I fully support Pidge having a conservatorship. There should be someone, an adult, who is in charge of his life. He needs it in the same way Britney Spears needs it. Yeah.
I don't think it's that bad.
It is that bad. Crisco, you can back me up.
I can back you up because I know Ryan has more. Before I get to my point.
Okay. I'm concerned about Des's drinking, Des's wine purchasing and guggling.
Guggling. Des needs help.
Hashtag worried about how much Crisco and Ryan hate Wisconsin.
Shouldn't be worried about that. It's a fact.
They're worried about how long Crisco's awful lisp is going to last.
Aww.
I am under a month until I get this thing out of my mouth. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, just I'll leave it up to your imagination.
I'm worried about Des and her liver.
Oh my God.
It's the number one worry of listeners that Dusty and River will grow up to be the very picture of redneck hillbillies.
Oh, man.
Did that get brought up?
It did not get brought up, no.
Shoot.
Nope, not it.
Ooh, listeners are worried if Pidge and Sammy had a baby, could Sammy raise both of those children?
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's a fair question. It is a fair question.
Could she? Maybe.
I mean, possibly.
She's in healthcare, right?
Yep.
I mean, you have to be a special kind of person to be in healthcare.
What were they worried about? Clearly, they're all wrong. What are they worried about?
There was a little truth in some of those. And the biggest concern they had, they loved the morning show. They talked all about it. And then they went, but gosh, you know what? That Pidge, he's funny and everything. And he's goofy. But like, how does he function on a daily basis?
Good question. Nobody really knows.
Who takes care of Pidge when he's gone?
Right.
And these are all questions. I'm sitting there going, oh, you got... Boy, you're right. Like, truthfully, they're like, no. I mean, like, oh, God, Ryan's got his act together. Crisco's just Crisco. He's just a goofball. He does his own thing, and Des is always drinking.
She has Taylor.
She has her own caregiver. But Pidge has nobody, and they're like, I really sat there thinking.
Were they worried about his diet? Because that's what I worry about is the food intake, the candy, the gummies, and all of that.
All of it. And they talk about, funny enough, Pidge comes in usually on Mondays not feeling his best, TJ. You miss it a lot.
Yeah.
He'll come in on Mondays and he's like, oh, I don't feel good. I thought about calling in sick. And it's because he'll leave here and sleep all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday,
yeah.
and then come in and eat like the crumble cakes or all these like little like little Debbie. Like I thought I was invested
it's
in little Debbie.
Coffee cake that he eats.
Coffee cake from Hostess. You're right. Yeah. Sorry.
The package so, stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And he'll bring in like three or four. He goes, one's just not enough. And
he hasn't had fresh produce since Obama was in office. Think
you know
about
what
that.
Pitch. Fresh produce is for him? Gummy snacks.
Oh
I said,
gosh.
Eat more fruit. So what did he do? He ate a blueberry muffin. Fruit.
Oh. Boom. Oh, to be fair, there's blueberry in it.
Well, is there?
But it's, lots of sugar and carbs, too.
Let's see. Worries. Number one, I pray Crisco does not have a heart attack.
Oh. I mean, don't we all?
Number two, I pray Des and TJ don't take their husbands for granted.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Okay.
Of course I don't take my husband for granted.
Three, I pray that Ryan won't just suddenly have a nervous breakdown from his horrible, neglectful upbringing.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Oh, what must people think of us?
I don't
my
know.
My God, you're a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
Des and TJ are lucky to have any man, so don't take him for granted. And Ryan is a walking nightmare.
Des is a vacation-rich lush who pounds packets of mayo, and Pinch just can't function.
Wow.
At all.
Oh boy, God. This is dysfunction with a capital D.
Yeah.
Dang. Well, thank you. Hopefully we hear from Pidge and all is well and he'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I mean, you never know with a Pidge.
All right. Well, thank you for your concerns. You've given us content for therapy.